Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to another episode of Tourism Media Mayhem, the podcast attempting to win the game that is media buying for destinations.
Nice analogy.
Thank you. Thank you. I think it's fitting for what we're doing today. But before we do that, my co-host here is Sasha Jackson.
Hey, everyone.
Oh, you're not going to introduce me?
No, you introduce yourself.
Okay, nope. And I'm Josh Shear. Yep. So today we are playing a game where Sasha and I have, well, what did we do? We essentially created a metric crap ton of scenarios that we often have to tackle as media buyers. And so we thought we'd challenge each other with some of these questions. We've given the full list to our producer, Julie.
Hello, everybody.
Hey, excited to have Julie on.
Excited to be here, Josh.
Julie's going to be picking at random from these things. Sasha and I are going to buzz in, and we get how much time to answer?
Like a minute or two? Yeah. Let's let Julie decide.
Okay. It'll be up to my discretion.
Okay.
I'll point at you or something.
When we start rambling too much.
Yep.
Okay. So, yeah. And then the other person gets to rebuttal for like half a minute tops.
Yes, shorter.
Yeah.
We should note, you said these are scenarios we encounter a lot, and we should note that some are very hypothetical, if not imaginary. So not all scenarios that we encounter, some we had fun with.
There may or may not be a reference to Hogwarts and Jurassic World in there somewhere.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, I'm excited to get into this.
Let's do it.
Okay, awesome. I guess before we start, we should define buzzer sounds because it's audio, so it's kind of hard to tell who is who when they buzz. So Sasha's buzzer is going to sound like this. And then Josh's buzzer, it'll sound a little bit different. It'll sound like this. So when they buzz in, that's kind of how you know who hit the buzzer first.
That's how you know who won.
Okay.
Oh, and Julie's going to score us, right?
Yep.
Yeah, and it's going to mean a lot.
Scoring's also going to be up to my discretion, so that'll be fun.
Whose line is it anyway, style?
Yep.
Okay.
It'll be fun.
All right, let's do it.
Cool. Okay, let's jump right in with our first question. So you are dealing with a destination that hates digital marketing. What singular tactic do you recommend to convince him of digital's value and prove ROI?
This one's all you, man.
I didn't even get to buzz. Something tells me you wrote this one.
We'll never know. We'll never know.
Thanks, Julie. Okay. So they hate digital. They must be living under a rock. But yeah, okay. All right. I would probably find a high quality, low funnel metric for that destination. Maybe it's bookings on their website, but if they don't believe in digital, they're not doing online bookings. Maybe if it's signing up for visitor guides that we can print out and mail to people. I'll run some, you know, some PPC and
just one.
Have people. Yeah.
Is
just
it PPC?
One. Yeah. Mm-hmm. One tactic. PPC to get people to sign up for these travel guide downloads. Not downloads, the printing and shipping, apparently.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's hear that rebuttal, Sasha.
My rebuttal would probably be OTT because it skirts the line of traditional and digital. And there are OTT tactics that can track footfall traffic. So you can actually say exactly how many people are coming in destination, which
fake news.
Is what?
Fake news.
Fake news. All our OTT partners listening, we love you. If I can say that one, that's what I'm going to say.
Dang. Okay. Yeah, all right.
Thanks. Okay. I think point-wise, we're going to give Josh 200 points for that. So starting out strong. Sasha, for your legitimate rebuttal, we're going to give you 50 points.
Yes.
So,
thank you.
That's a little generous, Julie.
Nah.
I think we're good. Okay. We're going to move on. Our next question is going to be Texaho. So our very favorite destination. They want to start attracting young families to their outdoor activities. So where should they start?
Okay, Sasha, let's hear it.
Okay, so since it is an island and everyone is flying to this island, I think we need to do an online travel agency partnership here where we're hitting people with the intention to book and telling them, you know, as they come, like what to do with their families. So we're going to target families across, let's say Expedia. That's a great one for this. And we're just understanding when they're interested and hitting them with the message to go ahead and book and come.
Yeah, nice job. Any rebuttal, Josh?
Can you repeat the question?
So our question was, Texaho wants to start attracting young families to their outdoor activities. Where should they start? And remembering that Texaho is an island the size of Australia in the place of Hawaii.
Okay, I would probably start with some, I'm going to go brand awareness here, and I'm going to say we need to do some YouTube around parental content, and then probably, you're not allowed to market to kids on YouTube, but let's just say, like, parental content and, YouTube.
Do you feel like marketing to kids on YouTube would influence a flight decision?
Absolutely. If you're hitting the parents and they...
No, the kid. If you're hitting the kid.
You can't market to children, okay. Sasha. It's okay. Against the rules. See what I have to deal with, Julie? She's trying to market to children.
Oh, my goodness. Whoa.
Whoa.
Her shirt says do good, but she wants to influence children with advertising.
Do bad.
This escalated so quickly.
Okay, we're gonna move on from that before it escalates even further. So
she loses points for that, right?
Josh said it first.
What? No,
you know
what?
We're gonna say no points for that question. Because you both got points and then you lost the points. So sorry, but also not sorry. Okay.
This was wrong.
Okay, we're going to move on. So, a destination is planning a large speed dating event and hoping attendees will stay and spend money there during the event. How would you go about promoting the event?
I was going to buzz.
Okay, for an event, whatever market we're planning on hitting, I would do local radio and have DJ endorsements promote this event with live ad libs. So there'd be saying like, hey, come to this event. It's so cool. Preferably somebody that fits the demographic they're looking for, like a DJ that fits the demographic. And I would have them talk about the event and ramp it up. We could do some really cool stuff on actually local radio.
Are these like grandparent singles listening to the radio?
No, they're just, it's the speed dating. All ages.
It's the cool, trendy radio station.
But, yeah, it might probably skews younger.
Yeah.
Okay. Sure it does.
Any rebuttal there, Josh?
Absolutely. I would go, this is perfect content for TikTok. I'd work with the event organizers to create some fun ridiculousness that we could then target local young people where they're at on the internet all the time.
Mm. Good
yeah,
rebuttal.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay, for that one, let's see. We're going to give Josh 50 points for his rebuttal. We're going to give Sasha 201 points.
Yes.
Extra point because her answer was great.
Because I did great.
She did a good job. Yeah.
That's bull.
Oh, Josh.
Beep. Wow.
Have to add an oblique there.
Keep it clean, Josh.
Not safe for work.
For the kids.
Okay, next question. Favorite pizza topping? Go. Okay, Sasha,
where
take
you
it
at,
away.
Man? Pepperoni.
Pepperoni. Solid choice.
Controversial rebuttal? Beef. Ground beef.
Oh.
On a pizza. Really
like
good.
A taco pizza?
No. Just like little nuggets of delicious beef.
Is that like seasoned beef? Like what is the
sure,
beef? What is the
yeah.
beef seasoned like? Is it like taco beef?
No,
is it like,
not taco beef.
Is
it's
it like
just...
Italian beef?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah. Just think of it like okay. sausage, but with
oh, okay.
beef
so like
instead
sausage.
Of pork.
So beef sausage instead of pork sausage.
Sure.
Okay. This is your favorite. Like you stand by this.
Yep. Papa okay. John's beef uh-huh. topping on a pizza.
Ooh. Okay.
So good.
Interesting. Okay. Cool. We're gonna give everybody 7 points for that.
Seven.
I feel like that was a 7-point question, you know? Sometimes you just gotta have those.
Julie's like, -10. Harsh, Julie.
Terrible toppings. Okay, cool. Interesting.
Well, what would your favorite topping be?
So, mine's a weird one. But fresh tomatoes.
I dig that too.
You roast them. Oh my gosh, they're delicious. So good. Some mozzarella cheese. Ooh, I could eat that.
I'll see you like a margarita pizza.
Yeah. So, except I don't eat pizza very often because gluten-free pizza. So I'm gluten-free for all of our listeners out there because you don't know me at all. But gluten-free pizza.
Cauliflower crust.
Cauliflower. You get into that? Oh, really? Interesting.
CBK okay. has one.
Yeah. Gluten-free pizza is actually generally good. Pretty gross. So.
Yeah.
Okay. moving on from that. Which is another question. Ooh. National park destination is dealing with overcrowding at the gates on a regular basis. We're actually seeing this happen a lot right now because of post-pandemic. What tactics would you use to help disperse visitors while they're in town? Ooh, Josh, take it away. Yeah.
Okay. So I think there's a couple of things. Sasha's going to like this. I think there's actually an appropriate use for outdoor in these circumstances.
That's right.
I think with some creatively placed billboards, we could help direct people to other attractions that they might not know about. And then I would also do some very hyper-targeted geofencing via programmatic and actually like serve ads to people while they're either at the national park or while they're in line at the national park, because they're probably killing time on their phone, and remind them that there's other stuff they can do.
Cool.
Ooh, and if we're really getting creative, do I still have time?
Yeah, go for it.
We could work with our destination client to do some education with hotel staff and stuff to help them. That's not really a media tactic, but that's important to help them tell people where to go.
Nice.
Yeah.
Good answer.
Nice. Cool.
Any rebuttal, Sasha?
Nicely done, Josh. You did good.
Oh, thank you.
You did good. And that's the only time I'll say it. No, I'm just kidding. Shout out to my friends at Carvertize because they have an interesting product that I think is a really cool fit for this type of scenario. We can actually wrap cars and have them drive around specific locations in different areas across the U.S. So we can say, hey, let's take our client Garfield County, for instance, and we want to get people out of Bryce Canyon National Park and into other areas throughout Garfield. We could have the cars. Why are you giving me a look? Josh is giving me this stink eye. We could have the cars drive around the area where most of the visitors are, you know, at during certain times of day or whatever you want, and then have that message wrapped on the car. So they're seeing it, kind of inform them about other things. So just an extension of outdoor. Yeah, something I have to add on that. Some cool options with outdoor.
Okay, let's see. Points. I'm going to give Josh 203.7. And Sasha had a pretty good rebuttal. We're going to give her 19 points. That was a 19 point.
I'll take it.
Rebuttal. Good job.
All right. I like where I'm at in the standings. Yeah? This is good.
Okay, moving on. So you have got $5,000 to spend in 1 month for Boone County, Missouri. Mid-sized population, home of the University of Missouri. That's where you went to school, right, Josh?
Maybe.
Is that why you're doing this one? Who wrote this one?
I think Josh wrote this one. He went there. But anyway, continuing. What could they do? So $5,000, 1 month.
Okay, Sasha. I thought you were going to be all over this one.
Do it.
I'll take it. Okay, so with $5,000, it's not much. Can't do very much across traditional. So I'd have to do something that is very targeted that we could kind of niche down. So I'd probably do streaming radio. And just target it towards our specific interests, like whoever we're looking at exactly, right?
All right.
Awesome. Anything to say to that, Jeff?
Yeah, I'd probably try to focus in on a specific event and then figure out, you know, who those people would be that, you know, I could pull in from St. Louis or Kansas City and get them to come hang out in the middle of Missouri for some reason, but give them like an event to actually come do it.
Okay, good answers. We're going to give Sasha, it's going to be 302.
Yes!
302.68 points. Nice. I think Josh,
that 0.68 is going to win it, man.
Hundredths of a percentile.
We're going to give him like 61.5 points for that.
This is getting interesting.
It's getting close. We've got a really close race. Next question. A new client's favorite media is niche print buys. Should you convince them to diversify? If so, how?
Yes, we should diversify. You can't be all one tactic. And plus print, I would assume we're talking about leisure travel, not convention travel, because I actually think there's a lot of good options on the print side for convention travel. But on the leisure side, there are good options, definitely. But if that's all you're doing, you have some big gaps, right? It's not really widespread awareness. It's not really driving leads. I mean, it is awareness, but it's not as widespread as other tactics. And you're not really driving leads down the funnel. You're only hitting them with one tactic, right? So it's like, where are they going after that? Are they seeing you online? Like, what's happening beyond that point? So you probably like that answer, Josh.
I do.
You got to have some digital. Nailed it. Yeah, you got to round it out. Yep. You've got to. And they're only seeing you in one place. So the frequency is low. They're not seeing you across the board, you know, in multiple touch points. So
yeah, for sure. Okay, awesome answer. Josh, well, anything to say?
No.
Wow.
I won't swear at this one. Yeah.
Woo!
Let's get Sasha 267.3 points.
That's a little aggressive.
And then
I mean,
Josh,
it was a good answer, but
for your enthusiasm at Sasha's response, we're gonna give you 7.5 points. Just for being excited.
You're just trying to make me swear again.
Okay, let's move on.
Stupid.
Mother.
Speaking of swearing, someone just dissed your favorite musician. How do you respond? Okay, Josh.
You, bro.
Whoa.
Julie's going to quit.
I'm going to buzz about one.
Okay, wait. Who is your favorite? Is it Tool?
Yeah. Yeah, okay. Sure.
I knew that about you.
Yeah.
Nice.
I'm a weirdo like that.
Sing us a song, Josh. Come on, Josh.
No.
Just a little ditty like the chorus.
No, you can check out our TikTok channel those talents.
Yeah. All right.
I mean, I could auto-tune you. That would be enticing at all.
No.
Okay.
I'll do the beat.
Sasha will be our beatboxer. Josh will be really auto-tuned.
Recipe for disaster.
Really testing my audio talent.
Let's see what you got.
Okay, we're going to jump into the fantasy realm. So Hogwarts, our very favorite school of witchcraft and wizardry, wants to start incorporating muggles into the student body and let the mass public know how to interact with their mystical creatures, centaur, hippogriffs, etc.
Okay, muggles are normal people, for those who aren't
Harry
Potter nerds.
Yeah. What media tactics would you use? Okay, Sasha, take it away.
So you're entering a whole new target persona. You're trying to hit a whole new target persona. So we need some widespread awareness. So I think TV and outdoor are at play. And then we just craft a really creative message to run on those channels, but they will reach the masses and inform and raise brand awareness.
Good answer. Okay, Josh?
Oh, I definitely have a rebuttal for this one.
Ooh,
first, just props to the Hogwarts community for being so progressive
and open.
That's good on you guys. No, I think what I would do is I'd probably do some sort of like cast some sort of spell so that we can do some like sky riding over major cities to raise awareness that way, or maybe like a big like a witchcraft flash mob or something.
I love it.
At a mall.
Okay, follow-up question. Would this witchcraft flash mob, would it be like a dance, would it be a song, would it be a spell that everyone casts at the same time?
All of the above.
All of the, like, okay.
I'm no choreographer, so okay. I mean, well, I'm sure.
A spell that helps you imagine the mythical creatures so that you can understand what they are, what they're like.
You could basically, like,
you could ride them.
I mean, maybe we find some witches whose Patronus is actually like a hippogriff or something.
I love that you're just throwing out these terms.
All of the Harry Potter fans out there are just
nice, Josh.
We're
way
sorry.
To bring magic into their response.
Okay. Good response. Okay, Sasha, do you have anything else to say with that?
No, I gave it first. I'm good.
Okay, nice. Cool. Okay, we are going to give Josh 9.75, 9.75. All those Hogwarts fans out there. And we're going to give Sasha...
Josh's face.
I am incredulous. Oh, it was so creative.
It was creative.
Yeah.
But you explained it correctly.
Okay. Josh, 9.75 points. Sasha, we'll give her We'll give her 9 and 10 points because then for all the muggles out there that can't find 9 3/4.
So you technically got above me on that one. Good job.
She gets 9 plus 10.
Oh, plus 10.
What?
9 and 10. 19.
Yeah, for all the muggles.
I can add.
Good job. Okay, let's move on. Our next question comes from Visit New Orleans. So they called. They need an idea for a media buy to reach voodoo practitioners across the country. What would you do?
I'll buzz in. Okay, so I think, you know, what we'd probably end up doing is, while there are a lot of people out there, I'm assuming, who practice voodoo, there's probably more people who are just interested in voodoo than actually, like, practice it. So to raise awareness for the event, I'm assuming it's an event. I wrote this question, I don't remember.
It's an event.
Yeah. We'll go with that.
We'll say it's an event. I'd probably do some hyper-targeted display awareness buys, maybe some native content placed on places where people are reading about horror movies, or Reddit's a good place for paranormal type folks. There might be a community of voodoo practitioners on Reddit. I don't know.
Yeah.
That could be fun though.
Yeah.
So I'd probably try to find their little communities on the internet and figure out how to hit them.
Okay, Sasha.
Yeah, that was interesting. I agree. That's kind of where my mind went. The only channels that I feel like would apply on my end are maybe streaming radio, kind of targeting on some of the music that those people might be listening to, which we'll leave that up to the imagination as far as what music that is, because I don't know. But we can find out. We can do some research. So, no, well done. That's all. That's the only thing I would add.
Okay, good job. He's going to get 432 points.
What?
Whoa.
Sasha, 432 points.
We're feeling crazy up here. We're going to give Sasha 97.3 points.
Okay, nice.
That's a makeup call from that last one.
Yeah.
That's maybe what that is.
Maybe a little bit. But that's fine. I call the shots, so.
Julie's in charge now. It's a new sheriff.
Power trip much?
Okay. If traditional media and digital media had a baby, what media tactic would it be? So little baby media. What's his name? Okay, Sasha.
Baby OTT.
Oh, okay. Tell us why.
Not to be confused with ET.
Losing it. Sorry.
Traditional plus digital.
Yeah, because we fight over this tactic because it just hits both of our specialties, right? I mean, it's like streaming, and it's kind of tied to TV, but it's also tied to just your online ad placements, and so it's a little bit of both.
Yeah, the OTT. I actually don't disagree with you.
Otis the OTT.
Yeah, I mean they would be more my child than yours.
Okay.
But because mm-hmm. you know, I can actually buy things programmatically and not just like spray and pray through some, you know, cable buyer.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that still makes sense, though. I don't know if you remember doing Punnett squares in like elementary school. Not all mm-hmm. the characteristics are always like evenly dispersed. So,
what are you talking about?
I'm a nerd, Josh. I'm sorry. Okay. Now moving from babies to the other end of the spectrum, a warm southern destination is recruiting retirees to make it their forever home. How would you reach them? Okay, Josh, take it away.
Facebook.
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Yeah, like back in the day, it was the place all the college kids hung out, but today it's where everybody 50 plus hangs out, and that's where those people spend time. So I would probably build a full marketing funnel right there in Facebook's ad platform and drive them through the funnel and get them to move. Because, nice. Yeah.
Good answer. Anything to say to that, Sasha?
Yes. So this audience has unique interests, not unique, just niche interests. And there are some publications and websites that hit those interests really well. So for print, and especially for some certain online sites, like we're talking to specifically like snowbirds and retiree audience. So there's like hobbies such as birding, like that fits really well with that group. So there are some, print and online that would hit this group excellently through traditional media.
Stamp collectors monthly.
You bet. Yeah. The more niche, the better, usually with print.
Yeah. Okay. Cool. Okay. We're going to give Josh 87 points. We're going to give Sasha, like, 92 points.
Hey, I beat you.
And then we're going to give Josh a bonus point, just for fun.
Because Sasha bragged for a second. Yeah. That's what you get.
Feel better.
That's what you get.
I'll take it.
Okay, we're gonna step away from marketing for a sec. Can you guys tell me what your favorite place of all time is? Okay, Sasha, let's hear it.
Italy, specifically Florence. Beautiful. We loved
it. Wanted to
beautiful
go.
History. Yeah, perfect. Love it. Good food, gelato.
Oh, gotta have gelato.
Everyday gelato. Part.
Italy's on my bucket list, but never been there.
Okay.
Yeah.
Can help y'all.
I think one of my favorite places is this. Well, no one's listening to this podcast. I can say it.
Sad.
Maybe cut that. No.
Don't worry, I won't.
Thanks. No, I think one of my favorite places is this spot in the middle of nowhere in Wyoming called Oregon Buttes. It's in the Red Desert. It's just like 2 hours away from any town. It's peaceful. It's quiet. It's beautiful. I don't know. It's just nice. One of my favorite spots.
Cool.
Ever.
And then we'll give a little shout out to Destination Marketing Podcast, one of our other network podcasts. And we'll go with, what is your dream destination as well? That's one that Adam always asks to all of his guests.
Yeah, I don't know. Do you have one?
Or dream trip. Does that have to be one place?
Okay, I've got mine. Yeah. Mine would be the Maldives.
Oh, it's beautiful.
Yeah, so beautiful. I want to lay on like a hammock over the ocean for like
gorgeous.
3 days. Like chill, eat good food, lounge.
That would be cool. Mm-hmm. I just want to go everywhere. I don't know if I have like one.
Pick one, Josh.
Like I'd really like to explore India. I think it would be really interesting. It's a very different culture than anything I'm used to. Also, my wife and I have talked a lot about someday hiking the Appalachian Trail.
Okay.
And doing that whole massive 6-month hike.
Nice.
So maybe someday.
Yeah. Thailand, that would be
if I can get Adam to give me the time off.
Yeah. 6 months off should be a problem.
Yeah.
A year. It's fine. I'll take your job in that time.
Back off.
Sasha running traditional and digital.
Oh, actually I'd pay to see that.
Bring it on, Josh.
Oh, snap. Okay, we're gonna wrap up with one final question. We're gonna take it back to Fantasyland. So Jurassic World just had a PR nightmare. Like, fences went down, everybody heard about it. Everyone's like, ooh, this is bad. But they're somehow allowed to continue to operate. Like the dinosaur regulation people are like, that was sketch, but you know what? You're good, keep going. But they can't get people to come. So how should they rebrand to kind of fix this whole situation? Okay, Sasha.
Ooh.
So they now sell bulletproof armor, bite-proof armor that they market to those planning a trip. So they just get the armor and you just have your fun. Go experience it, the park, and don't get a limb bit off.
Yes. Yeah,
it came out good in one piece.
But does that really... Does it, I mean, if I have to like buy armor to go on a trip, do I want to do it?
And you get to watch the natural cycle of things while you're there. Dinosaurs eating dinosaurs. New audience just came. Just booked tickets.
All of those who want to see dinosaur battles.
Yeah.
Book your trip now.
I mean, there's a market for it.
Okay. Interesting answer. We'll give, I can't remember. I don't
think
I gave
Josh
points
gets
the last
to rebuttal.
One. Oh, yeah. Go ahead, Josh.
Hit us with
any other ideas.
I think the OG Jurassic World, not Jurassic Park, but Jurassic World. I think there was a petting zoo. I think you just go straight petting zoo.
And
then you just small little baby dinosaurs.
Been a while.
And then you just maybe then you put on feeding shows using all the
There you go.
Sell them to a dictator and have them use them for whatever purpose.
It's dark.
Okay, we're
going to... Okay,
Josh is a big Jurassic Park
fan. Shut that down.
Huge Jurassic Park fan.
Yep, it's true. It's kind of his thing. Okay, let's see. We're going to... Points.
Mine did not involve a dictator. I'll just
say that. We're going to give Sasha 230...
Just thinking about the money.
232 points. Josh, I'm like... 282 points.
What? That was so high.
Julie has a thing for dictators.
Shout out to Julie's fiance. No, just kidding. Got that part.
I don't know him. He is not a dictator.
I don't want him to be offended.
Oh, he won't be offended. He'll find it very funny. So that's it for our game show. Let me tell our points real quick. Okay, so we got our tallies in, and Josh. Drum roll. So Josh is coming in as our winner with 1,341 points and 0.45 added on to that. And then Sasha, you were really close.
Okay.
You had 1,287.28.
Close that.
So
it
was, it was really close. So
closer than nice it should have been, but I mean, at least the rightful winner.
So you say.
Okay. Well, it was real close. It's very fun. Thanks very for fun. Having me on.
Thank you, Julie.
Yeah, anytime you want me to ask you questions, I gotcha.
Nice.
Oh, speaking of asking questions, we should ask our audience if they ever have questions for us.
You bet.
Yeah.
I'd love to hear them.
You can reach me at joshua@relicagency.com.
Yep. And you can reach me at just sasha@relicagency.com.
Is that JUSTSAS?
Yeah, that's how most people spell it, but it's actually SASHA.
Cool. Such a smart ass.
Well,
okay,
catch
cool.
us on LinkedIn and
TikTok.
TikTok. That's right.
And there may or may not be a Reddit thing coming soon.
Yeah.
We'll see.
Oh, and Instagram.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. Cool. Well, we'll catch you next time.
Yes.
Bye.